It is time to recap the McCook School Board of Education meeting for the month of February. In our studio, Superintendent of Schools, Grant Norgaard. How you been?
Doing very well, Rich. Thank you.
You betcha. Are you ever going to have a snow day this year, for crying out loud?
You know, I don't want to talk about it. It's gone so well. I don't want to jinx anything. Let's keep those kids in school. Those days are actually really important. And
yeah.
So I have a hard time believing we won't have one at some point.
Right.
March always scares me. My longest, there's been a couple times in my 20-year tenure as a superintendent across the state where we've had two or three days in a row, and it's always in March because mm-hmm. those heavy, wet snowfalls
right.
come. And so we'll see. In May, we'll talk about it maybe.
Yeah, we'll see if it happens.
Yeah,
it might not happen. It might not happen with the way Mother Nature is acting lately.
Yeah.
That's for sure. We got a lot to get to in this agenda from the February meeting. We'll start first, public participation presentations, reports.
We didn't have any public comments last night, but I did give a presentation to the Board of Education. Actually, it's the February meeting. I give the annual report to the Board of Education and to the community. And this is a report that is somewhat governed by the state. State statute requires us to report on certain things to the communities on an annual basis. And so February is the month that we use for that purpose, and I presented last night on a wide range of issues. I started off discussing state assessments and classifications. My first graphic that I shared with the Board of Education last night was that all our classifications for each of our buildings and for the district, and we're all great classifications except McCook Elementary, which received an excellent classification, and that's 2 years in a row that McCook Elementary School has been classified as excellent. And one of the things I liked sharing with the board last night is there's two ways to kind of get that excellent classification. One is just off pure academic scores, and another way to get excellence is if you show a lot of growth in a certain area. So like if your students in last year or the last couple of years performed lower than you did this last year and you grew by, let's say, 20 percentage points or something along those lines, the state of Nebraska gives an excellent classification for those schools as well. McCook's kind of tough to get that growth classification because our students perform pretty high. It's pretty difficult to get growth. So if we get an excellent classification, it's based off just pure academic performance. So really proud of our kids and our school, our parents and our students and our staff at McCook Elementary School doing a great job. And we always have, it seems like we always have one of our schools receive that classification. McCook Elementary is the second year in a row for them. And so we're really proud of them. I went into NSCAS scores. This is always kind of fun. For the fourth year in a row, McCook Public Schools outperformed in grades 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, outperformed the state of Nebraska on every assessment given in those grades at each of those grade levels. And so we're really proud of our kids and, again, our staff and parents for working so hard and doing so well. We first looked at our English language arts scores. Of course, that's reading, writing, literacy skill sets. And our students did very well. We looked at proficiency scores as well for 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. And again, we outperformed the state of Nebraska. And I like to break that data down a little bit into smaller demographic or subgroups, demographic groups. And one of the ones that's large enough to look at, we have a couple that have a large enough percentage we can look at them. And that's the first one was free and reduced lunch students. And our students really did well. Our free and reduced lunch students outperformed the state in English language arts across the board at each of those grade levels. And actually, our free and reduced lunch students outperformed the general population of the state of Nebraska, which is very difficult to do, in grades 4, 7, and also in 8. And so that's and also third. So 3rd, 4th, 7th, and 8th, and competitive with the state at 5th and 6th. So really proud of our kids and our staff doing that. A lot of work goes into doing that. The next subgroup that we look at that's large enough to measure independently is our Hispanic population. And again, our Hispanic population outperformed the state Hispanic population by a statistically significant margin. In fact, they outperformed the state general population at grade 6th, 7th, and 8th. And at seventh grade, they outperformed McCook's general population. So that was really impressive. And that's English language arts. So really impressed with our kids there and how well they do academically. Their proficiency scores are excellent. Last month, board president, Mr. Hayes, got a hold of our school report card, which I really haven't published yet, and started sharing some, just tried to take some of my steam out from this month, I think he was trying to shorten the meeting. I'm not quite sure, but it's usually a little bit longer. My presentation's at least long, not necessarily the meeting. But anyway, so I wanted to fill in some gaps on some data that was shared last year. And I actually looked at data a little bit differently when it comes to trend line data. Now, I've always used trend line data, but I've always looked at the grade level. So, and trend line data is data that takes place over the, over a period of time. I like to look at least 5 years of time because you kind of need 5 years to balance out the ebb and flow or the fluctuations, the crests and valleys or troughs of student performance. And so I took grades 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th, 8th, 9th, or 8, 6, 7th, and 8th, and I combined them, made a composite score just to look at what that data looks like. And the data looks pretty steady when we look at scale scores, but when we looked at when I took the, that same data and looked at proficiency scores, the number of students that are demonstrating grade level proficiency on English language arts, we had a significant increase in student performance from 2021 to last year, 2024-2025. We had a about an 18% increase and student proficiency scores. That's really impressive, and I'm really, and especially in a critical area like English language arts, which is literacy skill sets, reading and writing, and that's going to be a theme as we look at data across the grade levels. When we even when we go into the ACT, we're going to see that McCook students that go to McCook Public Schools learn to read and write well, and so that this is just one of those examples. Obviously, I've shared some NSCAS bar graph data. Here's some trend data showing that we're doing a better job. We've always done well, but we're even getting better. The next set of data that I shared with the Board of Education is math. Again, in mathematics, when we look at our scale scores, McCook Public Schools outperformed the state of Nebraska on every assessment at every grade level. And again, fourth year in a row, I've been able to say that. On proficiency scores, again, that's the same result. When we look at demographic group, our free and reduced lunch students outperformed the state at every grade level on every assessment, and they outperformed the general population of Nebraska at fourth and seventh and eighth grades. And again, that's really impressive. That is hard to do. So I'm really proud of our kids, our parents, and our staff working. And I had Mr. Hansen there last night as our special education director, asked him to comment on that. And he said, you know, it's just the fact that we have collaborative teams of teachers working together. One of the things we do on Wednesday is meet collaboratively to discuss and design instruction. We look at assessment scores. We talk about student performance. And because of that system that's in place, and the interventions we talk about on that on those days as well, because of that system in place, those special education teachers get to really collaborate with their classroom teachers and put together a really solid instructional program for our kids. And it's really showing here that it has an impact on student growth. Look at that same data for Hispanic students. Hispanic students compete very well. There's one grade level where we didn't perform as high as the state, but we're within 2 points of the state. But our Hispanic students outperformed the general population at fourth, sixth grade, seventh grade, and eighth grade. And so, again, really impressive that we have our kids outperforming the state and our subcategory groups outperforming the state as well. Taking a look at trend data, five-year trend data, composite scores. Again, our scale scores are pretty steady. They don't go down, but they're pretty steady. But when we look at proficiency scores, we see a nice increase in growth, again, around 15 percentage points for our kids over the last 5 years. That means 15% more of our students are proficient in mathematics than they were 5 years ago when we do those assessments. And that, I think, is really important to share with folks that, you know, McCook Public Schools, we do a good job. We have some areas, obviously, we need to fix, but we are showing our students, we are improving. We're getting better. And when we take a look at science scores, we do really well in science. Our general population outperformed the state on both by a statistically significant margin. And then our demographic groups at fifth grade, we had both our free and reduced lunch students and our Hispanic students outperform general population students, and we were at eighth grade, we were very competitive. In fact, those two same groups competed with or outperformed the general population. And of course, our demographic groups, sub-demographic groups, they always outperform the states on the science as well. Trend data shows the same. It's a little bit steadier for science. We look at trend data over the last 4 years. We've only been giving the science test for 4 years. It's kind of flatlined, but when you are, it's hard to see big increases when you're performing at the 94th percentile. And so that's where our students are kind of performing in science at fifth and eighth grade. And so it's really difficult to show growth, but we are very steady. And so we're being very consistent with high performance in those grade levels. Now we're going to look at, we do composite proficiency scores, and I add a little bit, something a little bit different to this presentation. I got a bar graph that I share with the board and the community there in attendance, where we do composites for English language arts, math, and science, putting all those grades together and then adding our peers. And so to this comparison, we add schools that look like us, same demographics, same socioeconomic status, same size, same type of resources. And when we look at grades 3 through 8 in English language arts, math, and science, we outperform not only the state, but all of our peers in those as well, and in several of those categories by a measurable margin. Our peers are more competitive with us, but we outperform all of them. And again, proud of our staff and parents and our kids for doing a great job. Then we go move on to the ACT. So I share with the standard scores that we get from the ACT directly on how McCook students are doing. We outperform the state on the ACT in every area. So the areas are English, mathematics, science, and a composite score. We outperform our composite. We're about 2 points higher than the state of Nebraska. Then Nebraska actually adds a section to the ACT. We do writing in the state of Nebraska. So juniors across the state of Nebraska all take the ACT. It's a state-identified assessment for juniors. And it's not just the English and math and science. It's also a writing component. And so they create an English language art score, combining the English score with the writing score. And so when we look at those scores, again, McCook Public Schools outperforms the state. And by more than 3 points, we outperform the state in English language arts, which I think is really impressive. More than a 2 point score higher than in science, and also a point higher in mathematics. Now that math score, when we look at just the raw scores, is much closer. So when we just look at ACT's data, we're very close to the state when it comes to the ACT. We're just a smidge, just a little bit higher than the state. Looking at proficiency scores, so in the state of Nebraska also gives us proficiency scores on the ACT. Our students outperform the state at both, on all three assessments, and we outperform, I added the peers to this as well, we're about 20 percentage points higher than our peers in English language arts, 11 percentage points higher in science, and we tie our peers with mathematics. So you can see that, you know, there's definitely some areas here we can look at focusing on, right? So we may have some work to do in mathematics to improve those scores. Because if you can outperform the state by 20 percentage points in reading and writing, you probably should be able to accomplish that in mathematics as well. No pressure. We have great math teachers. We've got a lot of things in place, but we just have a little bit of work there to do. I used data in a little different way too last night when I shared with the Board of Education. I wanted to give them some trend line data or some linear polylinear graphing for the board so that they can see that the state, when we take a look at the state scores, and we do that through grades 3 through 8. They have a flat line, a polylinear line that's very flat. And that means on a measure that large is a pretty fair assessment. On ours, and we outperform at every level, but our polylinear graph line, trend line, dips as we enter our middle grades, which shows a little bit of inconsistency in our student performance as we go through the middle grades. Again, they're doing very well, but we're really performing high in the early grades, really performing high in the late grades, and the middle grades have a little bit of a dip. And so we know that we have some consistency issues. And it's important, the reason I'm setting you up for something later on that I'm going to talk about in this presentation, looked at the same trend data. We see, okay, I just talked about math, and the same trend data we see in English language arts, although the state dips a little bit in the center as well, which is probably a little bit of assessment bias. But we dip more than the state does in those middle grades. So I think, again, we see some inconsistency. So last year we had our external team come through, and that's a group of teachers from across the state that come and look at everything you do. And we got a really good report from that external team. They look at your school improvement goals, everything you've been doing over the last 5 years. So it's a five-year process. So last year was the last year of our rotation, and that external team comes in, gives you an analysis, and gives you some feedback. Based off of that feedback, which is very positive, they give you some ideas of what you could look at doing in the future. And they want us to pick some academic areas. That was kind of their guidance for school improvement team goals. So this is year one of a new cycle, or a new rotation. And so we have to identify a couple areas. And the school improvement team has been working all year so far, meeting in the mornings, and talking about student performance. We've looked at this data that I shared with the board last night, and they've come up with a couple of problems that they've identified, and they'd like to see reading improve across the district, but there's some inconsistencies. I talked a little bit about that with that dip in that polylinear line, trend line data, and there's some inconsistencies in mathematics as well. Both those graphs kind of shown the same data. So we've identified two areas of issue, and then we are, and this is still currently draft, because we're probably not going to finalize this until our school improvement team probably won't finalize this until March. But our goals are going to be reading and math, and we are going to be focusing on consistency. We want 100% of our students reading proficient at grade level. Okay, that's a tough task, but that's the goal. And so we're going to be working towards that. And then also consistency across the grade levels. And then in mathematics, we're going to really focus on pre-algebraic skills with a focus on on single-step problem solving, making that, you know, automatic. You want to be able to have kids that can really do math quickly, so they can do that, figure that information in their head, so they can solve more complex problems. And so that's going to be coming out, probably reporting more on that in March, and I'll have specific language to share with everybody in March. Also, some more information I shared is that we had 92% attendance rate, we have a 93% graduation rate, and we have college going rate of 76%. Then I really talked a lot about our criterion reference tests. And our criterion reference tests in McCook, we call it CRT. And CRTs in McCook specifically and always and only refer to criterion reference tests. And those are tests that our teachers develop. So we've all, you know, teachers develop tests. They've been developing tests for years. But our teachers create these benchmark assessments. And they do this in a collaborative process. So when we meet on Wednesdays, and some of those Wednesdays that teachers are meeting in the afternoon, they're developing benchmark assessments. And so we measure that and then measure student success on those assessments, just like we measure student success on standardized achievement tests or state assessments. So we collect that data, and I took last year's CRT data and presented that to the Board of Education. And I'll say our assessments, I think, are a little harder than the state of Nebraska's. We're certainly a little harder on ourselves. But that's good, and I think it's good that we set the bar high. We want to always have 80% proficiency when we talk about these assessments. The vast majority of our students reach that 80% mastery mark. Sometimes we're a little close. Sometimes we just crush it. But when we look at the data, we do find at times, at certain grade levels and certain content areas, we don't make that mark. And so we know that we need to use that data as well to help us identify how we need to improve in the future. So when we looked at that data, there's a couple times in math across the grade levels we didn't meet our expectations. Actually, there's a couple times in science, and we know we're doing well in science when we compare ourselves against the state assessments. But when we look at our own curriculum, we have higher expectations, and sometimes we don't make that mark or reach that goal. And so I presented that data, shared it with the Board of Education last night and the community that were watching or were in attendance. And so, you know, that helps us frame goals for the future. So I just want you to know, those really are our most important assessments. And it's the assessments we spend the most amount of time with. And they provide us good data that helps us make decisions. And what we want to see, just like on state assessments, we want to see growth. Next year, when we're looking at this, we hope to see, at every grade level, that we're reaching that mastery mark. Also shared some demographic breakdown data with the Board of Education. 87% of our students are white. 43% are 43% are free and reduced lunch. 17% are special education. 10% Hispanic. 8% gifted. 3% ELL. 3% highly mobile. And 1% black. Special education percentages have increased over the last 5 years. We've gone from 15.4 to 17.07%. And that's important because the instruction for special education students is much more intensive and more staff intensive. And so as those numbers go up, we just need to pay attention to that and make sure that we have the proper staffing. If I go back a couple of years, we were down in the 13%. So we have seen a significant increase in that population over time. Our students are still doing well, and I shared with you how we're outperforming the state, even with our sub-demographic groups. But it's important to pay attention to that as we move forward. Talked about free and reduced lunch percentages, and we talked sort of a wave. And the state has a little bit of this in their trend data as well. We have some highs and lows. This last round was 36.2%. Our high point was 42.8%. I don't see that type of fluctuation in our community or with our students, but that's what the data shows. And we don't collect that data locally. That's data that we get from the state of Nebraska. Also, I shared enrollment trends. 5 years ago, our student body was 1374. We've gone up. We've gone down. This last year, we were at 1346. I checked a couple weeks ago, our average daily membership had actually gone back up again, but I can't report on that because it counts every day in a school year, and that membership changes. Even though we are over halfway through the year, we have somewhere around 60 days left, something like that. Each of those days counts. So at the end of the year, we can look at average daily membership, and it could go back down, but right now we're a little bit higher than we were last year. So we do have an ebb and flow, so there is some mobility within the school system. I think a lot of schools in Southwest Nebraska experience that. Talked about staff information, this number of master's degrees holders in McCook is increasing, and our years of experience are increasing. And we were well below the state 5 years ago. Now we're pretty much nick and nick with the state when it comes to it. We're a little higher in experience, a little lower in master's degree, but we're very competitive. Talked a little bit about finance. We talk about more of this this more in depth when we go through our budget cycle in September. Some highlights from that is from our receipts. We receive about a third of our receipts come from local property taxes, a little over a third from state, and another big portion of that is federal. And so that pie is kind of made up of those three big segments: local property taxes, federal grants, and state dollars. Our expenditures, the vast majority of our expenditures goes towards instruction, either all instruction or the support services that support instruction. So that could be curriculum development, that could be special education. Those types of dollars all help the regular ed classroom. Maintenance, administration, that's a much smaller portion of our pie. Cost per pupil in McCook Public Schools on an average daily attendance is $17,000. And cost per pupil by average daily membership is $15,899, or just shy of $16,000. The state is $18,600 for average daily attendance, and for average daily membership is $17,200. So we're considerably lower than the state in both of those categories. Talked a little bit about what we do on Wednesdays. We talk about curriculum. Our staff works on curriculum. They work on assessment. They work on instructional design, and they also work on interventions. And so that's what the bulk. And we do some professional development on those days, but that's the bulk of our Wednesday outs. And chronic absenteeism. I did talk about that again last night. This has kind of been an issue across the state, and it hasn't. We haven't been ignored by this negative trend. While we did see a small dip in chronic absenteeism last year, it's not nearly what we really need to see. And chronic absenteeism are the percentage of students that miss 10% or more of a school year. And in McCook, that's going to be right at about 17 or 18 days. So if you're missing 17 days of school, you're going to, as a student, you're identified as chronically absent. And so those numbers have significantly risen. The reason this is a concern at the state level, and there's actually legislation every year proposed on how to address this, is because the research is clear when you miss that many days. In fact, if you miss more than six, you are actually impacting your education. So you need to, we all need to try to do our best to get to school as often as you can, and only miss if you really are sick. If you're sick, absolutely, you don't want to be in school. But being chronically absent does have a very negative impact on your student performance and your likelihood of graduating, and so or your obviously your learning. So please get your kids to school, and we'll support you in any way we can. Concerns. I wanted to sort of summarize the presentation for everyone. Student absences, just talked about it. That's a concern. Research clearly shows that high absenteeism negatively impacts performance. While we consistently outperform the state of Nebraska on state assessments and on the ACT, our improvement remains stagnant. So I talked a little bit earlier about sort of that. In some performance areas, it's very flatlined, and so we want to see improvement. I've had that on there a number of years. We're still working on this issue of getting our scores to continuously improve. It's difficult, I understand that, but we gotta find a way to do it. We did not significantly outperform the state in all areas, or a couple areas that we looked alike the state. We know we should be outperforming them. School funding and inflation is an issue. Inflation's a trouble for everyone. And then hiring properly endorsed teachers continues to be difficult due to the national teacher shortage. So I haven't been talking much about the amount of time our staff has been out recruiting, but we've done more this year than we ever have before. I just haven't been speaking about it. But I did share last night, last Friday, we had staff up at Wayne State College on the other side of Nebraska recruiting kids. Today, I have staff members at Fort Hays at a teacher's fair recruiting kids. So we are still engaging and being very aggressive with our recruiting. And successes, I talk about recruiting, we have, because of all the work that we've done, we have been able to recruit high-performing students. We have outperformed our peers on all content areas, addressed during the 24-25 school year. We compare favorably against our peers on a majority of diverse measures established by the Nebraska Department of Education. And trend data does show that the district has demonstrated significant improvement in proficiency scores on both state math and English language arts. And that was my annual report to the board.
Wow. That was a heck of a presentation.
Sorry to take up so
much
time.
That's okay. That's okay. Important stuff.
Yeah, it is important. And it is a board presentation, but it's also a community presentation. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate the opportunity to go through that with everyone.
You betcha. Report staff members committee, board administrative comments, anything there?
Yeah, we did have on board member comments. Jesse did talk. I don't know if that's where we are on the agenda, but Jesse did comment on all the work that the kids and staff have been doing, and how that shows in the high performance that was presented in my presentation to the board last night. We had a student board member. I have that. Bison Days was Monday and Tuesday of last week. Mm-hmm. And Quinn was very appreciative of that opportunity that those students have. He felt it was a big benefit to the students. Offerings range from pie making to ice fishing. We have a lot of community or businesses in the community that support us, either by allowing our kids to come in and experience the work that they do, or by providing financial support. And he said that everyone really, all the students really, and you never get all the students really appreciated Bison Days. And also the high staff workload, but strong student engagement and value. Appreciated that. Activities going on, boys and girls basketball, Southwest Conference tournament has been held. Girls wrestling districts was this last Saturday. Had a young lady qualify for state. Boys wrestling was last Saturday Southwest Conference. Swim and dive. We have a meet coming up on Friday in Hastings. FFA events held last week at the fairgrounds. It was FFA week, a big week. I saw our kids are doing, and I'm pretty sure we had nothing to do with that cow that ran loose.
That
in
was
fact,
something.
I'm quite certain, but
that
yeah,
it was interesting.
It was interesting. Math club planning for Math Magic for March 10th and preparing for Brain Bowl. An Interact club is going on fundraising efforts. I reported on school improvement team. Already kind of covered some of this. Gave you a little heads up of what we're doing. Again, math, reading, and we have some work ahead of us to do, and we're going to create those goals and share them when they're developed. We had professional development take place on January 19th. In the morning, we did some training on the science of reading across the across grade levels. And in the afternoon, we did a poverty session at the East Campus College, and try to give our staff an experience what it's like to experience poverty and the complications that it adds to your life. It makes things more complicated. So when you don't have money, when you have a limited amount of money, paying for this, paying for that, paying for this, you have to prioritize, and it makes life a lot more difficult. We wanted our staff to experience that. Mr. Gross's monthly manager report, he talked about nutrition services, 13,324 meals served. Financial overview, 41.6% of the fiscal year complete. General fund is at 41% for receipts, and then 43% for expenditures. Of course, the school year is much more expensive than the summer, but we also purchased a special education bus that was very expensive, and so that impacts that a little bit. We will be evened out by the end of the year. Facilities update, first grade classroom updates underway at McCook Elementary. There's a classroom being updated at McCook Elementary. And we're currently in a response for proposals, a request for a proposal release for a new school auditor. Our school auditors are no longer going to do school audits. It's the training's really intense and it's quite complicated. So we're looking for a new auditor. And so we have received some interest, which is good because I was a little bit nervous that we wouldn't, but we have. And so we'll probably have the board select an auditor sometime later this year. And then the triannual wellness review scheduled for February 18th at 2:15 and conducted by the wellness committee. And that is our board comments. Business manager.
Forgot
Jeff's Gross's name.
Any board comments associated?
Yeah, just Jesse, that he had said that he appreciated the work that went into all the work that it takes to prepare the annual report and then the student performance.
New business? Any resignations?
You know, we didn't. So no action items last night. It was more of an informational presentation meeting. For folks and the Board of Education to be informed.
Positive comments.
We're to positive. Quinn, our student board member, talked about the students outperforming the state at all levels, and also wanted to thank all those who provide the opportunity for Bison Days to take place. And so that takes a lot of work from we have a staff committee. We have community volunteers, Mr. Dickus, Mr. Curl at the high school. There's a lot of time and energy that go into planning Bison Days, and they did a great job. Amanda wanted to also recognize Bison Days as a great event. It's a great event for our kids, and it's a great event for our community. Charlie, a lot of activities and staff, just all the activities and all that have gone on. We are really busy in January and the beginning of February. There's a lot of events going on. You throw in Bison Days, but there's everything else going on. You have Color Day dances. You have all the competitions and sports, and it's been a little bit more complicated this year. We're driving swim teams to other towns to practice. So it's been a lot, and really appreciate all the work our staff does to help our school be successful. That's really important. And all kinds of great events. Mike talked about our student athletes and the play. They play with character. He said he went to a basketball game this last home game, and played a very competitive team. And he was really proud of the way our kids demonstrated character on the court. And that isn't always what you might have witnessed that evening. And so he was really impressed with our boys and our girls and the way they played with character. And also, want to congratulate our kids with their performance. Then also dedication with students, student graduates from McCook High School. Our staff works hard to get our kids to graduate. So when we talked about our graduates, we didn't have one of the numbers I didn't share was dropout rate, because the number is so small that the state doesn't allow you to say what that number is. So our kids do well. Jesse talked about our kids playing hard and with character. He also referenced the basketball game and thought our kids did a nice job and put up with a lot and did well. And then thanks for putting the school into secure when we had the cow on the loose on our property. And so, you know, of course, anytime we feel like there might be an issue, we're going to put – and secure is not a lockdown, and kids are still learning. It just means we're securing the building so none of the kids are going out where there might be an issue or a concern. And then also Scott thanked myself and the work that went into all the data. I spend a lot of time with data putting together that presentation, but a lot of it's done before I get to this point in time. I do it for sharing with school improvement. I do it for sharing with our staff, and our principals go and talk to our staff about the data. But there is a lot of work that goes into it because you just get raw data and then you gotta make something of it. You gotta create the trend lines. You gotta create the bar graphs and the comparisons and the and so that does take a little bit of time. And also, for all of our substitutes who are covering court classes, there's been a lot of illness. I don't know if the rest of the community is ill, but we've had some illness go through the school in January. We had times where we had 35 of our staff, faculty members out, and so we had to find, we had to cover classes for other teachers, but we had to use every substitute we could get. And so we really appreciate all those folks who substitute teach. Have a great group. And then Jeff also thanks substitute teachers for how great of a job they do in helping us stay open. Brad thanked all the work that goes into Bison Days and the community members that support that. It's a huge activity. It's very important. It's part of what we do here in McCook. It gives our kids an experience that they wouldn't otherwise have an opportunity to experience for most of our kids. And then I wanted to comment on a cooperative agreement or a relationship that we have with the community hospital. The Roots Building, if people aren't aware, is a building that was built right next to downtown for students who are going to develop their skills, hone their skills in the medical profession at our local community hospital. They built it there so that the kids that come or the young folks that come to McCook and train there become more connected to the community with the hopes of keeping them here forever. Well, they've allowed us to be part of that as well. And so when we go out to our recruiting fairs, and I know this happened at Wayne State, I don't know what's going to happen, so I don't talk much about it, but we've met potential prospective teachers who are still in their student experience. Come to McCook. We want them to come to McCook, student teach here, and we can put them in the Roots Building and utilize that facility, again, hoping that they build a connection to the community and want to build a family and a life here and become members of McCook Public Schools and citizens of McCook. And so I really appreciate the relationship we have with Community Hospital. Really love the vision for that Roots Building and thankful that we can be part of it. And that's it.
That was a heck of a meeting last night, wasn't it?
We covered a little bit.
Yes, indeed. Next meeting coming up on Monday, March the 9th.
That's correct.
Wow, we're in March. March. You said 60. It's like 60 days left.
Well, don't quote
me on that. Give or take a few.
But it's going to be right around 60, right. Give or take a few, yeah.
Yeah.